topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 30 years. If you are not actively serving Yah, then by default you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It's important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you'll be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or visit me on james@endtimeissueministries.org for support and discussion. Today we're going to continue to talk about the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Overview. Father in heaven has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? He has also said to me, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. I've come to understand that the only reason we exist is to have a deep personal relationship with the Creator. This broadcast continues the discussion of what this entails. We will start by addressing the question, how will you know he exists? We will consider engineered complexity and sexual reproduction. We'll then confront the resulting questions, and I will propose that there has to be a creator. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this is based on the article 2014-1101A, the Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It's a continuation from last week. Last week, I spoke about good is insufficient. Relationship with the Creator is what counts. And I then went on to discuss the topic I've just mentioned. This week, we will continue this discussion. Folks, this is so, so important. The vast majority of people on the planet think that they're living good lives and they're okay with God. Sadly, it's not true. Living a good life has nothing to do with it, really. It's about having a relationship with Father and serving Him. And if you have a relationship with Him and you serve Him, and get close to Him and get filled with His Spirit, then you'll live a good life. But don't turn it around and say, well, I'm good at living a good life, therefore I'm close to Yah. sadly, not true. You can live as good a life as you like, but until you have a relationship with Father, until you talk to Him regularly, until you do His will on earth, you're not going to cut it. So there are billions of people living good lives who are not going to make it into heaven. And there are a whole lot of religious people who are lying to you. You may ask why, if the Almighty is so powerful, there's so much wrong in the world. This is a consequence of what's known as the contest between the Almighty and the adversary, Satan, in terms of which the adversary, Satan, on the point of being cast into the incinerator of heaven, challenged the Almighty that if he was given 7,000 years on earth with mankind, he would so corrupt mankind, there would not be a single person in right standing to stand against him, against Satan, at the end of the 7,000 years and stand up for Yah. We're now over 6,000 years into the contest, and at this stage, Satan is winning hands down. Will you assist the adversary, or will you assist the Creator? Father created the messengers, the angels, to help him. Satan, then called Hillel, rebelled, led a rebellion of a third of the messengers, a third of the angels. And Yah was about to destroy him, cast him into the incinerator, the lake of fire and brimstone. Satan said, I'll tell you what. Put me on earth for 7,000 years, and at the end of 7,000 years, not one human being will believe you exist, and not one of them will be in right standing to send me to the pit, to the incinerator. And Yah got angry, and he deeply regrets what he did, but he said, okay, I'll take you up on that. And they agreed some terms, and one of the terms is that they have to both work through human beings. Another term is that neither of them can tell us anything, any truth, unless we first ask for it. It's called the rules of engagement. And that's why the world is such a mess, is because Satan is in control. Adam rebelled, ate the forbidden fruit, gave control to Satan, and Satan has spent the last 6,020 years messing the whole place up. The question is, what will you do about it? Many people believe the standards set by the Almighty are too high. This is a matter of your understanding of what he expects of you and the manner in which he desires you to keep, to help you keep his commandments. In addition, there's great error in what the church teaches about the matters of the Almighty. There's a huge amount of information about this on my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Folks, basically, what Father expects from you is, number one, you keep the Ten Commandments, which requires that you know what the Ten Commandments are and understand them and understand what's required to keep them. Number two, you seek a relationship with Him. It's actually not that difficult. There's a whole lot of religious people inspired by Satan who come up, for example, in one case, in one religious group, 613 laws that you have to comply with in order to theoretically be in right standing with the Almighty. Not true. He wants you to keep the Ten Commandments. He wants you to get close to Him. He wants you to get filled with His Spirit. And He wants to lead you. And He will help you to keep the Ten Commandments and live life right. Just a simple example, there are a lot of contraceptive devices and tablets that cause a fertilized egg to abort. That's murder. It's breaking the sixth commandment. You need to understand these things. What do you do if you accept this message and choose to seek a close relationship with the Almighty Creator? The second article in this series discusses measures that you can take in detail, including taking a decision, prayer, fasting, cleansing, worship, research, and action. I hope that this summary will prompt you to listen to this broadcast in detail and to come to a place of choosing to serve the Almighty Creator. What's required from you is to accept that this message is accurate, maybe give or take a few rough edges, decide that the Almighty Creator is real, if you hadn't already decided that, decide to serve Him, and then decide to clean up your act. And it's not that difficult. If you decide to follow Him and to clean up your act, there's a huge amount of information on the website, and you're very, very welcome to drop me an email and connect with me, and we can then connect on email, we can connect on Zoom, Teams, Skype, WhatsApp, however, for me to coach you and support you and help you to grow. I'll point you at articles that will help you to grow, help you to deal with issues. There are various spiritual rites that you can take. The world's a mess. Do you want to be part of that mess? Do you want to die serving Satan? If you actually understand what that entails, I promise you, you don't want to die as an unbeliever. It's a horrible thing. But you won't go to hell as an unbeliever, just by way. It's the believers who are in sin who will go to hell for a while and then to heaven. The article on which this broadcast is based is available on the website. The webpage is Creator Desires Relationship. And the companion article, 7 Steps in Drawing Close to the Creator, is also on the website, 7 Components of Drawing Close. I encourage you, after this broadcast, get onto the internet, get onto the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, and download both of those articles, read them, apply them. There are downloads to the PDF versions on both of those web pages. At one level, it's quite challenging because it requires you to set aside a lot of what you've believed about the Almighty. Because most of what is taught about the Almighty by all the religions of earth is messed up, confused, and in many cases downright wrong. There are very few religions, if any, that are coming with the simple message, which is the Almighty desires a deep personal relationship with you. Not your rabbi or your imam or your pastor or your priest or your whatever. He doesn't want you to relate to Him through some human being. He doesn't want you to relate to Him through me. He wants you to relate to Him directly. He wants you to get on your knees and pray. He wants you to clean up your act until you can hear Him and have a conversation with Him and grow with Him. So by way of introduction, the Almighty Creator created this universe, this planet, and all that is on it in order to create human beings as highly intelligent life forms with whom He could have a relationship and collaborate to learn more about what He had created. This is the most important element of human existence. We exist for one reason only, to have a deep personal relationship with our Creator and have Him participate in every area of our lives. Everything else is of secondary importance, and the rewards that we receive at the end of our lives are a direct reflection of our success or failure in this one thing, relationship. One of the things that people don't understand is that Father has been learning as He created all this. At the beginning, when He decided that He was lonely and He wanted intelligent beings to be His friends, none of this existed. It's all been trial and error. It's all been experimentation. There's not some weird, perverse script that you are living your life according to some plan of the Almighty, and there's really nothing you can do about it, which is essentially the message that a lot of religions give. It's nonsense, folks. He doesn't know what you're going to say next, let alone what you're going to do in 10 years' time. He will work with you to craft your life in service of him. He says regarding this, by deep personal relationship, I mean an ongoing dialogue and partnership in which I am consulted with regard to every area of that person's life, where that person is constantly asking questions directed at gaining understanding, where I'm able to speak intelligently to that person at all times. This is not about good or any other criterion. It's about fulfilling our design purpose. To better understand the above, consider that the Almighty spent millions of years crafting the universe, then the solar system, then planet Earth, then plants and animals, and finally mankind, so that he might have a deep personal relationship with each one of us and develop deep experience of his creation with us. And today, almost nobody knows that. Nobody understands it. And very few people are actively seeking it. And as I said before, if you do not realize this and you die without a significant relationship with the Creator, you are in for such a nasty shock. You don't want to end up in the dark, outer darkness, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's a horrible place, the trash heap of heaven. You don't want to end up as an unbeliever, dying and becoming an ancestor spirit, also known as a demon, buried in your grave or in the crematorium oven or haunting some unfortunate human being, teaching them your sins. So Father spent a lot of time creating this, and then right late in the development process, he encountered a manufacturing defect in an angel messenger who was one of the three commanders of messengers in heaven. That messenger, then known as Hillel, now Satan, or more correctly, the adversary, challenged the Creator, and having been found defective through the presence of pride and rebellion, was about to be cast into the incinerator of heaven, the lake of fire and brimstone. This was the fate of all experimental prototypes that did not perform to specification. At this point, the adversary challenged the Creator to a contest. The basis of the contest was that the adversary claimed that if the Almighty placed the adversary and those who followed him, one third of the messengers, on earth for 7,000 years, together with the human beings the Almighty was in the process of creating, the adversary would ensure that there was not a single person obedient to the Almighty at the end of the 7,000 years. The adversary demanded that if that were the case, he and his followers should be spared from the incinerator, the lake of fire and brimstone, and be allowed to rule on earth forever with the humans who followed him. If there was a single believing and obedient human being free of sin and with established authority to call the end of the contest, then only would the adversary and his followers be consigned to the incinerator. Right now, there are very few human beings who are in a position that if the end of the contest came today, would be in a position to call for Satan to be sent to the lake of fire and brimstone, and for Yeshua, Jesus, to return. There's another 980 years to go before the end of the contest. What are you going to do to help? In what the Almighty now says was a rash moment of anger and frustration, the Almighty accepted the challenge. for the last 6,020 years, we're now in 2023, the contest has waged with neither party allowed to take any action on earth unless they work through a living human being. Those who die are prohibited from correcting the errors of those who remain behind in either direction. Those who die without believing in the Almighty leave their bodies but remain on earth as ancestor spirits, also known as demons. And those who die believing in the Almighty are judged and taken into heaven, generally via a term in the place of correction, commonly known as hell, where they pay the price for unconfessed sin. Currently, there are over 10 billion ancestor spirits on earth, and the adversary is winning the contest, hands down. Just look around you at the mess the world is in. Lying and cheating and defrauding and wars and rape and murder and fornication, you name it. The world is a mass of sin. And the worst thing about it is that some of the worst sinners are the people who say that they're believers. So what we have in Israel and Palestine is that the Israelites and the Palestinians, who are Muslims, are fighting with each other, and they both nominally are serving Yah. So instead of a bright end result of his creative efforts, working in partnership and friendship with the humans he created, the Almighty has endured over 6,000 years of trauma and tumult as his creation has been ripped apart by sin and evil to a point where today there are virtually no human beings who have any sort of meaningful relationship with him and none who have the relationship that the Almighty intended when he planned mankind. This broadcast seeks to present little-known truths such as these about the Almighty and his ways in order to afford listeners the best possible opportunity to take a quality decision as to whether they will actively seek to serve the Almighty or whether they will adopt another course of action. In particular, this article is intended to draw your attention to the fact that no matter your spiritual condition today, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth desires a deep personal relationship with you starting right now. It doesn't matter who you are, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, short or tall, thin or fat, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Indian, African, Asian, Caucasian, European, American, Indian, whatever, Satanist, witch, warlock. He wants you to become his friend. If you take a quality decision today, right now, to say, you know what, Father Yah, James says I can become your friend. I want to become your friend. Help me to become your friend. He will meet you wherever you are, and I will help you wherever you are. I want to help you. That's my passion. That's what I live for. So let's step back for a moment, because I'm not sure where you are right now. So let's start by asking, how will you know that he exists? You might be asking that question of yourself right now. How do I know he exists? Well, that's the first part of the challenge, is it not? He created us to make choices, to apply to our intellect to discern his existence. Actually, it's not as difficult to discern his existence as most people think. I'm going to talk now about two indicators. But the thing to realize, folks, is that esoteric debate about things that we understand very little about, which is what tends to characterize academic debates about the existence or non-existence of the Creator, is actually a complete waste of time. It's fluff and stuff. I'm going to share with you in a minute two basic things that you can observe, that you can draw lessons from, that prove that he exists. But remember, in the beginning, he did not expect to have to prove that he existed. He expected us to have a deep relationship with him from day one. It's written that he walked and talked with Adam and Eve in the garden. It was supposed to continue like that, but Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, got into rebellion, and gave authority on earth to Satan. So the first thing I want you to think about is what I call engineered complexity. If you've ever been involved in the creation of anything of significance, be it a cake of a particular type, building a treehouse for your children, building a house, having a new office building or factory built for your organization, or simply watching the construction of a road, bridge, building, railway line, etc., you know how exacting design and construct endeavors are. Creation of all of these things requires a careful design by highly experienced and highly knowledgeable people. Even the case of a cake, one needs prior instruction and experience to bake a cake which others will enjoy eating. So what am I saying? Look around you. Look at the plants, the animals, the planet, the universe. Look in the mirror at yourself. Each of these items are hugely complex. They can only have come into existence by a highly informed design and construct process. There's no way that you and I could have come into existence through some process of random self-creation. Our entire life experience tells us that it takes highly skilled people to develop plans that work and then to execute those plans to bring into existence the things that we conceptualize. There has to be a creator who designed things in a progressive, that is, evolutionary way. As he learned, he refined designs and conceived and executed new designs until he got to create human beings, and even that took place in a progressive, that is, an evolutionary way. So what am I saying? The people who believe in evolution are largely correct in that there is a logical and evident progression from simple universal things to solar systems, to planets, to plants, starting with one-cell plants, to hugely complex plants with beautiful flowers, beautiful fragrances, tasty fruits, to animals, with diversity of form, beautiful appearances of many. All of this carefully thought out, carefully crafted in a process of progressive evolutionary design and development. The thing to watch out for is a mistaken religious belief that the book of Genesis in the Bible says that all this happened in seven periods of 24 hours. No, it doesn't. It says that it happened in seven periods of indeterminate duration. So there was a period of time during which the universe was created. There's a period of time during which planet Earth was created. There was a period of time during which the plants and animals were created. There was a period of time where the human beings, where human beings were created. And then finally, the human beings were created, they were put on earth, and Yah said, take dominion over everything that moves on the earth. Yah gave total control of earth to Adam. Adam disobeyed, ate the forbidden fruit, and gave control to Satan. So what I've just shared with you, engineered complexity, proves without doubt that there has to have been a creative agency. But wait, there's more. So let's talk about sexual reproduction. You're the product of sexual reproduction. You probably engage in sexual intercourse fairly regularly, and you quite possibly enjoy it. Every plant and animal on the planet that is of material sophistication reproduces sexually. There are male reproductive organs and female reproductive organs. There are male gametes, seeds, sperm, etc., and female gametes, ovums, etc. Without an interaction of varying complexity that involves intangible components, including attraction and other psychological elements, there is no coupling, and therefore there is no reproduction. As human beings, we find members of the opposite sex attractive at some level, sufficient to desire to have sex. We develop love, friendship, desire towards those we engage with. We feel fulfilled when our coupling results in pregnancy, and more so when a child is born. Most plants require an independent agency, such as a bee, for reproduction. Without that agency, there is no fertilization and therefore no reproduction, and the species would cease to exist. Without sexual desire and reproduction, human beings would cease to exist. It is vital to recognize that in each case, the reproductive process is very specific and precise and must work fully for the species to continue in existence. Fundamentally, this requires a complex process that allows the DNA of the male to fuse with the DNA of the female to create the DNA of a whole child being that is an exact merge of the characteristics of both parents. None of this can develop in a random evolutionary manner. It requires that the male and the female come into existence fully equipped to desire to breed, to be physically equipped to breed, to be genetically capable of producing an accurate and consistent replication of the parents' generation after generation after generation. Again, this requires a highly intelligent creative agency, a creator, to bring these components into existence fully formed. Folks, think about it. Think about an orange. Have a male flower and a female flower or elements in the flower of the plant, which has a beautiful aroma. Bees alight on the flower. They transfer the pollen, the male gamete, to the female part of the flower, fertilize that gamete, the female gamete. And once the flower is fertilized, it grows into an orange. And the orange has pips. The orange has got a delightful flavor, delightful texture, delightful appearance, delightful fragrance. That didn't just happen. It was carefully crafted by a caring and loving creative agency. And then you take the pip out of the orange and you place it in the ground, and an orange tree emerges, which is an exact DNA merge from the female organ and the male organ on different plants or the same plants. And so it goes. Take a butterfly. The male and female copulate. The male puts his seed into the female. The female lays eggs. The eggs hatch into caterpillars. The caterpillars grow. They pupate. The pupa emerges as a butterfly. And the cycle begins again, and the butterfly is beautiful, it's delicate, it's fragile, and there are numerous different forms of butterfly. How can you believe that that happened as a random evolutionary event? It speaks volumes of a caring, loving, creative being who loved beautiful things, who loves beautiful things. All of this created with one purpose, to create an environment where we could have a relationship with Father, where we could enjoy the fruits, enjoy the other things to eat, and then all the animals and lamb we enjoy eating, beef we enjoy eating, and they all sustain us in different ways. So I want to confront the resulting questions and suggest to you that there has to be a creator. What I've just shared with you confronts the question. So where did the creator come from? But we face a form of this question either way, whether you believe he exists or not. If you believe all of this stuff, you and me, the plants, the animals, the planet, the solar system, the galaxies, the universe, all just happened over millions of billions of years in a self-energized manner with random creation of more and more complex entities, you are still faced with the question, where did all the raw materials come from? You're faced with a level of intellectual sophistry, which I have to say to you constitutes an extreme level of faith in the ability of inanimate materials to self-invent themselves and self-invent us with no engineering input, no designer, no manufacturer. So the bottom line is there a creator, or did all of this just happen as a consequence of billions of unplanned, uncoordinated, random events that all came together to give us what we have today? This is discussed in much more detail in my ebook, What is the Origin Purpose of Man, on the creation page on the website. Notice that this creator says that he has always existed. His true name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, not God, not the Lord, not any other name. So Yah says he's always existed. Can I explain that? No. But I hold that it requires less faith to accept his existence than it takes to believe that inanimate materials self-assembled themselves to create you and I and then ceased creating. So we're left with a dilemma: to believe in a creator or to believe in intelligent inanimate materials. Frankly, I find the concept of a creator more readily acceptable. That's easy for me to say, because I have detailed experience of his existence over a period of over 30 years, from the day he spoke to me audibly as clearly as you can hear me now. My marriage was a mess. I was in a dead end. I was desperately seeking answers to why I was there and where I was going, and the Creator spoke to me and advised me to seek the counsel of a friend who knew him. I did, realized I'd been going in the wrong direction, and took a very robust decision to serve him. In making that decision, I recognized that human beings had led me into error, and I could only rely on the one who'd spoken to me. I also concluded that since I was an engineer and highly skeptical of the existence of the Creator up to that point, that he would not expect me to compromise my engineering training or my intellect in order to believe in him and serve him. He's proven to me that this is a valid position, and as a consequence, he's taught me a huge amount about himself and about the way things operate on Earth. Much of this is presented on the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. Please think about what I've just said. Think about it. You must, at some level, have experience of the challenges involved in creating anything, even if it's just answering an exam paper at school. You know that it takes effort. You know that it takes learning to create anything of any value. How, therefore, can you believe that all of this just happened? In the same way, if you're an adult, you have at least some level of experience of sexuality and sexual reproduction. You must at some level know that children come about as a consequence of sexual reproduction, and that you can't get children without having sex, apart from in vitro fertilization, which still requires the elements to be there. How is it possible that we exist, that we reproduce, that the plants and the animals and the planets and the universe exist without a creator? I suggest for your consideration that it is utter foolishness to deny his existence. Accept the things you don't understand. Dive into the website. You will find answers to many of your questions. If you don't find the answer, or if it's too much trouble to dive into the website, drop me an email with your question, and I promise you I will respond within 24 hours. James@endtimeissueministries.org. I'm here for you. My passion is to help you to become a friend of the Creator. I leave it up to you to deliberate on what I've set out so far. This will be continued next week. I want to wrap up by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, there's a massive continuum between a huge mass of people who don't believe he exists and therefore have absolutely no relationship with him, to some who sort of believe he exists but don't have any sort of relationship with him, to some who believe he exists at some basic level and have some sort of rudimentary relationship with him, to some who know that they know that they know that they know that he exists and who have a deep personal relationship with him and who are destined to sit on high thrones with glorious supernatural bodies, with massive authority, massive supernatural powers for eternity. Where do you want to be? Somewhere in this continuum of mediocrity and meaninglessness? Or do you want to be up there somewhere with the Almighty Creator, where you have a deep relationship with him, where he will reward you gloriously for your obedience and your service and your relationship? I know where I'm aiming to go. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I'll connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I hope this has challenged you. I hope that you are weighing up the pros and cons of becoming a friend of the Almighty. Maybe you've already made that choice. You're welcome to email me. I will respond as quickly as possible, and I will help you. If you're thinking about it and you're not sure, email me. I'll get on Zoom with you, and we can talk it through. If after listening to all this you say, ho-hum, I'm just going to carry on the way I'm going to carry on, all I can say is I did warn you. Folks, you can either have a glorious future for eternity, or you can end up spending eternity regretting your foolishness. To me, there's only one option. I urge you to go for it. I'm here for you. Give me a call. And as I said just now, it doesn't matter, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, doesn't matter what tribe, what religion, whatever, even if you're a Satanist, Father wants you. I'm going to carry on after this with a little bit more information for those of you who perhaps are listening for the first time. If you've been listening regularly, you might want to drop off at this point, and I'll say goodnight to you. So to those of you who are staying on, in closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering, and I'm a retired military commander. And I work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March, 1993, when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that He was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org for masses of information. My ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is available on the ETI Bible version page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far on Google. Search for Relationship with Creator Radio. There are at least 4 podcast websites with back issues. Books with teachings from 98 to 2019 at the Compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. I hope you found this interesting. I hope you're challenged, and I hope to hear from you. Good night.
Father, I come to you.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to speak to you about the reality that the Creator desires friends above all things, and that being good is insufficient. It's relationship that counts. The real reason this universe, this solar system, this planet, the plants, the animals, and human beings exist is that the Almighty Creator of the heavens and earth desires friends. If you are not seeking to become His friend, you are missing the point of your existence. Please listen to my broadcast on w4cy.com or talk4tv.com. Visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.